Hi, and welcome back to Who the Fuck Am I? Now, before I discuss today's episode, I'd like to acknowledge that I know I'm supposed to be posting these episodes every other Friday. However, y'all, I would like to remind you that I am dealing with bouts of depression, and I don't always have the emotional, physical, and overall mental capacity to deal with more than the bare minimum. But I will do my best to post as originally intended, and I just ask that you have patience with me and that you please do keep coming back to listen. Anyway, moving along. On today's episode, I will be speaking with Alondra, one of my younger cousins. Throughout this episode, Alondra and I will be speaking about who she is and how she came to be that way. Specifically, we address family. Though we love our families and know that they love us back, we can't deny our truth of some of the traumas they have created for us. Families aren't perfect, and ours is far from it. But at the end, through their teachings and love, and through life's lessons, they have helped create who we are and who we are choosing not to be. So, without further ado, here is episode 3. I don't know, but I'm happy. Welcome to Who the Fuck Am I? Today I am here with Alondra. She is my cousin. Alondra, before I do the introductions or go any further, because I will probably mess something up, such as your age or whatever, tell me a little bit about yourself. Give me minor details or just tell me who the fuck you are and we'll go right into it.
I am 24 years old. Currently live with my mom. I have a brother who is older than me. He has autism. I currently work at...
Don't give too many details now, because, you know, we don't know who's listening.
You're right. I currently work as a medical assistant, kind of overseeing other medical assistants. So then the question comes, who the fuck am I? So that's a really great question. I don't know, I would really say. I can tell you some of my characteristics of who I am, but I don't think I really know, or I don't think anyone can really say they know who they are, because, you know, at the end of the day, everything's shifting, you know, whether it be life, job, community, like, your whole life is always shifting, and therefore, you can never really say, like, this is who I am at that moment. Well, you can say, this is who I am at the moment, but not, like, to be like, this is who I am indefinitely.
Yes. Okay, so since you cannot determine who you are indefinitely, as you put it, who are you now?
I feel like who I am right now is someone that currently overthinks a lot. As you can tell, I'm trying to put my words together, just trying to...
It's okay. You know, just talk to me like we're talking on the phone after a day of, like, a hard day's work. We're bitching or we're not, you know. We're just having a conversation. Okay. Pretend the mic isn't even here.
No, it's invisible. So...
Just always speak into it.
So let's see. I would say, honestly, who I am right now, currently, is someone that I really like. I feel very confident in where I'm at in life right now. I might not be as financially stable as I would predict or as I would want. And it kind of just derived from, like, how I wanted my life to kind of go. You know, obviously I wanted to be 25, married, kids by 27, 29.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've had those exact plans.
my second one by 29, you know, and it just kind of... That's always who I've been. I've always had everything planned. So, like, once things start hitting the fan, I'm like, shit, like, what do I do from here? You know, and I'm currently in that situation where, you know, I'm really happy where I am, you know, with my career, school, everything. But I do feel like sometimes I don't know if this is where I'm supposed to be, I would say. I'm currently taking organic chemistry.
Fun. Sounds wonderful. Sounds super. Very organic.
I definitely did have a small mental breakdown where I was like, okay, I suck at this. Honestly, I got a 30% in my first exam. You know, thankfully he curved it. I got a 58. Still a D, but it's a little bit closer to
it's
like...
It's when the D doesn't hit right.
Actually, it's a... It's a so it definitely did make me take a step back and really reevaluate what I wanted to do in my career.
And what's that?
So initially the plan was finish my bachelor's in psychology and then go into PA.
I'm going to pause you right there. Originally, what was the plan?
Originally... I don't think I really had what my...
Originally, the plan was you wanted to be a doctor.
Oh, yes, and then... yes. You're right, you're right. I did want to be a doctor. Then I worked for a doctor, an OBGYN, and it just made me really think, you know, like, she doesn't really have so much time to spend with her kids and this and that. So it just honestly made me think about...
Was that really the reason why?
I think so.
Or was it... doubts put into your head? And mind you, because I know you, of course I have, or because of conversations we've previously had, some of my questions are geared towards certain conversations that we've had, so I just want to make sure that we're being honest not only with each other and with ourselves, but
initially I think that conversation that we had kind of sprouted from what I really wanted to do after that. So like I had already said, okay, I'm gonna do my bachelor's in psychology and then I'm gonna be a PA. Because obviously I had worked with her and I noticed that she didn't have as much free time, you know, and just speaking with a lot of other doctors, you know, it's just kind of like they always seem like they were head on into their career. So I always thought about my future.
You weren't ready to do that?
It's not that I wasn't ready. I think about, you know, eventually, someday, if I ever do get married or if I ever do have kids, you know, I don't want as much responsibility, as shitty as that sounds, as a doctor would have.
I mean, it doesn't sound shitty. Like, why would it sound shitty?
I don't know. There's doctors who'll be like, oh, well, might as well just put in the extra effort, you know? So that's why I guess it could kind of sound...
It just wasn't calling for you?
It wasn't my calling. So then... From the conversation that we had, it was kind of like...
Do you want to just so that the listeners aren't fully lost, do you want to discuss a little bit about that conversation? Or do you not feel comfortable sharing that? And also don't feel like you have to share anything you don't want to?
No, I can definitely discuss it. You know, so I... Briefly, what I can remember as of right now, it was that I was having a conversation with my father. And we kind of just... He mentioned the topic about like student loans and things like that. And he was like, so do you really want to do this? Do you really want to get into loans? And, you know, I did take a step back and I was like, okay, like, do I really want to? And then that's kind of when I started reevaluating my things. And, you know, I did get that doubt in my head. But then, you know, you and I spoke and that's kind of when you told me, hey, you know, you can't just let that be one of your fears or let that person put in that fear for you, because that's a fear that they're trying to implement on you. So then I went back and I was like, okay, I got this. I know what I'm doing. I'm in organic chemistry, the first one. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm doing good. I thought that I did great on my first test. My grade came back and I was like, damn it. You know, so I have been studying a little bit harder and I have my tutor and stuff and he's been helping me. But it's just still kind of that doubt because of the fact that everyone keeps telling me it's a weed out class. Basically means that some people are meant to drop this class.
Mm-hmm.
The tough will continue.
The tough will toughen it out.
Yeah, exactly. You'll figure it the fuck out.
And do you think you're a tough person that was gonna figure it out?
I think so. I mean, I keep honestly reminding myself, like, at the end of the day, I can't be good at everything. You know, I'm gonna have my weakness, I'm gonna have my strengths, and hopefully my strengths just kind of play out my weaknesses at this point. So I'm, you know what, C's get degrees. I'm to that point where like I walk out of class and I'm like, okay, C's get degree. And then I was actually talking to one of the doctors at work and she was like, my dad told me this and it like really made me think about it.
Your dad or her dad?
Her dad.
Okay.
Her dad was like, what do they call a doctor who finishes last in their class.
A doctor.
Exactly. So I was like, wow, okay. Well, I actually got the answer right first. I thought it was wrong, but I got it right. And then I was like, wow, like, you know, thank you. I did need that. So as of right now, I'm still currently in that track. You know, sometimes I do get into my...
Currently in the track of graduating with your bachelor's, with bachelor's in psychology and going into PA school. Why are you geared towards PA specifically? If there's a reason, you know, I don't know, like...
I've been able to shadow different PAs. It's kind of, they have that flexibility. They can go into any specialty. And I think that's pretty cool. And then, you know, I'm not gonna lie, it's less years of school, you know? So I think that's why I was more geared towards PA. And I still have the flexibility of being able to, like, be with my patients one-on-one and prescribe. I just would have a doctor over me, just yeah, kind of overseeing everything.
So now I just have a question that popped up into my head, and I guess, like, it might sound mean, or I don't know what it might sound like, but why do you want to take the easier path, or the path with less schooling? Like, why is that something that, like, you look at?
Like I mentioned before, I mean, it's just kind of, I don't even know, honestly. I mean, like I said, it's just kind of like, I think about my future and...
But your future will still be there. I mean, how old are you again?
24.
And, like, I mean, what? I'm 29, graduated from law school, like, older, and I mean, I still am not a fully licensed attorney or anything like that, but... I'm still gonna have a whole future, and, you know, I also had the plans of, I want to be married by 24, have my first kid by 27, you know, be having my second kid around 30 something, and now I'm 29, completely dumped, don't have a future partner as of now, don't have kids planned, I don't even know if I want to get married anymore. We've had this conversation, you know. But my future and my career and all of that, like, that's still there. And yeah, whenever it's gonna happen, it's meant to happen. I'm not gonna be like, oh man, like, this is taking too long. Or, like, if I do long school, then I'm never gonna have children. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just my mentality. Of course, we're two different people.
Two different. Honestly, I never really thought about it like that until you just put it. As in, like, why would you want to, instead of going the extra years, you get what I'm saying? Like, I never really thought about that. At first, it was just my mentality of, hey, you know, this is what I kind of want to go to. I don't want to do nursing. I don't want to do that. I do want to be a PA. I want to be able to specialize in something that I like and then kind of go from there. I mean, it's just a plus side that it's mm-hmm. a lot less school, I guess I could say. It's not like something I was like, okay, yeah, you know, 4 years less, let's do it. No, mm-hmm. It wasn't like that. It was just like, okay, I want to be a PA. Cool, great, it's 2 years less. You know, it yeah. was kind of more of a, it wasn't something I was looking for.
I guess in my mind, when you said that and the question popped up into my head, I was thinking of it more in the sense of whether that people like, have placed so much doubt in you that you've believed that doubt and you've made it your own to the point where you don't think you can go further, or like, so I guess that's where my brain yeah.
No, like I said, it was just kind of like, it's a plus side to it. I never really said, hey, it's a lot less school, great, you mm-hmm. know, let's do it like this. No, it was just kind of like, okay, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it never really crossed my mind until you just put it that way. So I mean, why is it?
Think of your tia. You know, we have a she's my older cousin, but I call her my tia because I've just always known her as my tia. And she is this 50-something-year-old. She is a lawyer from Nicaragua, and she has she had her daughter like almost 16 years ago. You know, a lot older than most women would be recommended to have kids. And she's still a badass attorney. She still has her kid. She's still married. She's still living her life. You know, like, her age is nothing but a number.
Yeah. Of course. And I mean, as someone that's had this conversation with her, or at least I've heard the conversation being talked with, you know, other family members, where it's kind of like, she's kind of done doing that. You get what I'm saying? Like, she's kind of done being that attorney. Mm-hmm. Like, she just now wants to find a passion and just kind of go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, I'm just like, wow, like, why would you ever want to do that? It's something that you fell in love with. Like, why would you want to just give it up
mm-hmm.
like that? And she was just like, well, I've done it for a couple of years now, you know, like, why not try something new?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I see it. I definitely understand, you know, you can still be super successful at whatever age, and success is success. It's not measured by like how old you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But sometimes, like, you can't help but to think.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like,
yeah, like, you could, like, yeah, you know, like, I knew my, I guess the easiest way, I'm sorry for cutting you off, the easiest way I think of it, it's like, oh, I had the plan of 24, of being married at 24, having my first kid at 27, that didn't happen. I knew that I couldn't and shouldn't be creating any plans because I can't predict the future, yet there I was when I was with my ex-partner now. Like, oh, I want us to be married by this time, and I want us to have our first kid before this age, before I'm this years old, you know. And once again, I find myself in, like, having none of that. So, like, I was using that as an example of, like, how we create these plans and they don't end up working.
Well, yeah, like, sometimes, like, I can't help but, like, there we have, like, residents that come into the office and help the doctor and just see patients, and mm-hmm. and currently the one guy that's there, the one doctor,
mm-hmm. the one resident doctor.
The one resident doctor, because he walks in, he's like, I'm doctor, and then his last name.
Well, he is a doctor. He's just a resident.
You know, and someone was like, oh yeah, you guys are the same age, and I'm like, wow, like,
thanks,
great, like, I'm a freaking, like, I think about life, you know, and I'm like, well, shit, like, maybe if I would have, in high school, done my 2 years, and then this and that, but I'm like, you know what, whatever, let me just focus on what's going on now. I'm in school now, I'm doing whatever I can, I still have enough time on my hands, even though it feels like it's really getting to, like, that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just like, okay, calm down, let's think about it, let's mm-hmm. just do everything step at a time. As much as I try not to plan, I can plan minor things, short-term goals, and not long-term goals at this point.
Not long-term goals that include other people. At least that's a lesson that I'm learning now, that I can create long-term goals so long as they involved only myself. Like, my long-term goal is to have a house within the next 5 years. I'm not including anybody else in that plan. That's my goal and my goal only. Now, another question that I have then is, why do you think that your time is being cut short? I'm gonna ask you, I guess, a question that my therapist asked me, is whether or not you believe that is because of pressures that have been placed by our families or by society. You know, you are only 24. You are only 24. Which I guess, because I've already been at that stage, I realized you still have quite a few years to go. Like, there is actually no timeline. And now that I'm at 29, there's still no fucking timeline. So why the fuck do you feel like your time is cutting short? Like, who says that? Why?
I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, of course, our family in itself is just like, you know, of course our parents want us to be successful at a young age, that way we can start our whole life, you get me? And that's kind of how everything has been, where I've seen my mom kind of struggle, like, when we were growing up, you know, trying to find a good job, trying to find a steady job, then having a steady job, and then being successful now at her age. So it's kind of like that time limit, that time pressure has always been there. And I would say that society as well, you know, we're set to set us a norm, and there is a norm, and that's, hey, you need to be married by 25, have children at a young age, and then, you know, do your career at the same time. And especially as women, which suck, you know, because we're pressured more into, hey, we need to have a career, we can't depend on anyone, you know, and that's sometimes something I struggle with too, you know, especially in my relationship, where I'm being independent, and you know, this person, my partner is just like, okay, but like, let me help you. Like, this is why I'm here. And I'm like, no, you know, like, this is what I was raised. I was raised as, I have to do everything myself. Because if I don't do everything myself, then something's gonna happen.
Okay. So then I feel like there's two things that are like mixing, which is kind of just interesting to me, in the sense of you're mixing the societal and family expectations, and you're setting yourself up in that way, you know, of like, my time is running short, I need to be married and have children. But then at the same time, you're talking about how you don't actually know how to fully allow yourself to be with someone, like, share part of, like, and more, not like,
like,
or like take someone's help, and then, yeah, you know, you're, and like, it's mixing this like new generation mentality of like, I have to do everything for myself because I'm a woman, because this is how it's set up and how my family has raised me, but at the same time I also have to be married by 25, have kids by 30, like, you know. So it's like you're trying to mix both worlds. And now going back to the question, of course, of who the fuck are you, is who the fuck are you? Like, are you gonna allow yourself to continue going down this rabbit hole of, I need to be married by a certain age, or I feel like my time is cutting short? Or are you gonna take a moment, take a pause, step back, and be like, that's not what I want or need at the moment, or, you know, and figure that part out as well? Or like, I can still have a good and fulfilled relationship, especially because you and Victor haven't even been dating a year yet.
About to, yeah.
You're about to, but you haven't yet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, where's the rush? What is the rush?
Yeah. You know, initially, like you said, I have had to just recently have this conversation that with my best friend, and we were having the conversation about, you know, like, taking that step back, and she really did help me, where I was like, okay, well, I'm still stuck in between the two, you know, like, where I'm trying to still be someone that my family is like okay with versus who I want to be.
Why is it necessary for your family to be okay with you, with who you want? It's like,
it's that,
why do you have to put a certain front? The way that my head interprets it, please correct me, yeah, if I'm wrong, is you're trying to be okay for your family, you're trying to be accepted by your family while also having another personality which is the real you, but you can't be the real you with your family.
I think that because of the fact of how our family is in general, it's hard, because, you know, I'm still conflicted till this time, where I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna kind of do me. But then, you know, I've seen how, I think back on how my mom is, and my mom's very like, you know, she's more, she cares about what a lot of people think. And I was always the one that'd be like, well, mom, like, why are you thinking of, like, why do you care what this other person cares, like, thinks about you? Like, at the end of the day, like, why? And she was just kind of like, she never had an answer for me. And I think that even though I was always the one to tell her, like, hey, don't worry about what this person thinks about you, I think at the end of the day, I still have a little bit of that, you know, where it's like, well, what does my family think? You know, do I want to be that role model? Because I always feel like I get put down as the person that they don't want their children to be or their daughters to be. So it is hard, because you want to be that role model for the younger generation, but not if your family is kind of like saying like, oh, this is what you're not supposed to be doing, you know? So it's kind of like being that role model. And then,
do you think that your family has the lead, or our family has the book of, or written the book of, this is how you should carry yourself, and this is what it's actually like, this is right and this is wrong? Do you think that they're the like leading people in what's right versus wrong?
No, and it sucks, because,
so why are you letting yourself be guided by that?
That's the hard part, you know, because at the same time, as we get older, you know, what's put into our heads is, even when we have conversations with the whole family, it's always about family is first, you know. And that's kind of that mentality that I was always brought up with, like, you have to be with your family 24/7, you know. And especially, like, let's say dating, it was like, oh, well, when you start dating, he has to come over here. No, you can't go to his family. You know, so I think it was always that, like, mentality that I was brought up with, where I'm trying to stem away from that. And I'm still trying to figure how to do that myself while still trying to be in good graces. But at some point, I know that being in good graces and choosing myself over that, it's gonna come to that point. And I am at the brinks of that. I'm just still trying to learn how to be okay with fear. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of everyone's thinking that you're gonna fail, and then you get there, and then you're like, well, shit, well, everyone's thinking I'm gonna fail. Am I gonna fail? Like, what? You know, that's where you're always conflicted as yourself, or like, do I want to fail? Or do I just want to take this leap of faith? And that's kind of where I'm at now. I want to take that leap of faith, and I don't know where it's gonna end up, and it's okay.
It's like blindly into an abyss and not knowing what you're actually falling into.
And that, exactly, yeah. You know. So it's tough, you know, because like I said, I am still trying to find myself. I'm trying to find myself outside of my mom, my family, my brother. Like, I'm trying to stem away from.
You mentioned earlier that your brother is autistic. I know you didn't mention that he was deaf and mute. He does not speak. He does not sign much. And I'm bringing this back because you say you're trying to separate yourself from your brother. Would you like to discuss a little bit more about that? Because I know how that has affected you and could still be affecting you, and who the fuck you are, you know, because once again, we're going back to who the fuck are you? And it's okay with the fact that you don't know who you are. Yeah. Shit, I don't know who I am. I'm figuring that shit out. But, you know, all of these things that you just mentioned, you're trying to figure yourself out outside of your brother, outside of your mom, outside of the family, the basically.
It's kind of like, you know, at a young age, you have so many responsibilities
in our family at least.
Well, for me, for example, you know,
especially for me,
because of the fact that all I know was me and my brother. You know, where would we go? Me and my brother, you know, and my mom would obviously tag along because we can't do anything without her when we were younger. So it was like always like that. So like, if my mom was at work, then I was with Chris. You know, anything like that related. And it's just hard because they don't like change.
They being?
Kids with autism. They okay. don't like change. And the second you change things up, that's when they start kind of doing tantrums and things like that, because they're not used to that. They're still trying to adapt to something new when, you know, they just got placed into this new environment. So stepping away from him, it's kind of like, I care about you and I love you, but at the same time, like, I grew up taking care of you. You know, when my mom was at home 8 hours a day, I was with my brother. Like, we would go to school, I would be with my brother, and then I would come home, cook, whatever, spend time with him. You know, him doing him, me doing me, but it was still time that me and him were alone. Like, that was our time. So now being 24 and I'm still trying to figure out where I want to do, you know, it is hard because that's all I've ever known, me and my brother. So stemming away from him, it has been hard, where you get that constant like negative feedback about like, oh, you don't care about your brother. Oh, you know, you don't love him. So it's just kind of hard.
It makes sense. I got stuck on the whole family thing of, for family being family, and for the lesson always being taught, or supposedly being taught, is family, and you have to put us first. The fact that our family, particularly yours, they teach you to value family, yet your own family makes you feel like shit. You know, and it's like, I just think about my whole coming out process, and my immediate family was not necessarily there for me in the way that I needed them to be, or the way I would have wanted it to have happened. But then my extended family, including yourself, because of that value in family, they were able to kind of bring my immediate family back to where it would be okay for us to figure something out, you know, or kind of like just accept what the situation was. And I feel like that's when, you know, family is family. That's how family should be putting family first. Like, but then it's just a different dynamic when it comes to other things. And it's just interesting and just blows my mind a little bit, because it's just, you know, family is family so long as you adhere to these certain standards. Or, you know, put family first so long as you adhere to our standards. If you don't adhere to our standards, then we're gonna shame you, we're gonna guilt you, we're gonna instill fear in you, we're gonna negate you. Or at least this is what it seems like. I'm not saying
that's
what it is, or that they even know what they're doing, or that they're doing it intentionally. But, you know, it's just kind of the irony, or maybe, I don't know if the irony is the word, if irony is the word that I'm looking for, but I'm going to use it. I think the irony in it, you know, and it is, I feel like you're finding yourself at this moment of, where you're trying to ask yourself the question of who the fuck you are outside of this podcast, like way before like this podcast, you know, even was a thought in my mind, and how you were started slowly getting to that point and trying to figure that part out, because we have had these discussions before, and now you're just at this point where it's just the question gets even like, it's like the sign coming closer as you're coming to the exit of the highway, you know, the sign coming closer is like, who the fuck are you, and you're just like, I don't know, and it's just like, am I gonna take the fucking exit, or am I just gonna continue going? Am I gonna go with what I know, which is a clear road ahead of me? Maybe there's gonna be a little bit of traffic, and or do I take the exit that takes me somewhere new, you know? And
yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at. I'm on that white line, still trying to like figure it out, like that meme, you know, where like the car is, like, yeah. That's me. I don't know. Like you stated, I have been still trying to figure myself out outside of who I am from family, you know, because with my family, I was, you know, the girl that everyone was like, oh, you know, look at Alondra, she goes to school and she does this and she does that. But it was kind of like, okay, every week we're gonna be here at my house, and I was like, okay, cool, great, here you are. Oh, you could go. And then it was like, well, where's Alondra? Like, why doesn't she want to spend time with us? So then it's kind of like I'm trying something new, whether it be that I'm gonna be home all day or I'm not gonna be home all day. It's okay, because I'm 24. Shoot, if I don't want to be home all day, I'm not gonna be home all day, you know. Of course, I do have to go to the house sometimes just to take my dog out, but besides the point, like,
just sometimes no, make it home before a certain time, before you get your ear chewed off.
Yeah, so you know, of course, you know, be still home, curfew time. So it has been hard, because, you know, even when I was dating, like in high school, or even like right after college, it was kind of like, you still do that, your parents still do that, you know? So it was kind of like, shit, like, what do parents do nowadays? Like, I'm 21, like, tell me these rules, like, what's going on, you know? So it's just kind of, I've always seen that freedom in other people. And I was like, okay, well, like, Hispanics are like this, you know? Like, I always had that mentality, like, nah, Hispanics are like that, you know? So it was just always, it was always hard.
So was it non-Hispanics that you were looking at? Or?
No, I mean, I would see Hispanics too, but it was kind of like
the more modernized Hispanic.
I think that since I was always a person that always did what was told.
According to you.
According to me. When it was convenient. No, but I think that since I never really rebelled.
To you, you didn't rebel. Ask your mom or dad whether you ever had a rebel moment. I don't know what they would say.
I don't know
if they say yes or they say no.
Nail biting. No, I mean, yeah, of course. To myself, and I would say that I didn't rebel. At least not a lot. Or nothing that was, like, so significant where you're like, oh, we must shame you type of thing. But that's all I've ever known. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, there was this point where when I initially started dating, my dad would be like, oh, well, you know, or both my mom and my dad would be like, oh, well, you know, Fulanita's boyfriend did this. And then I'd go to Fulanita and be like, yo, did your boyfriend do this? Like, is this something that boyfriends do? And they're like, no. And I'm like, runs back, and I'm like, but that's not, you know. So I think that I was set in this mentality of, like, this is what my mom and what my parents wanted for me. And then hearing it from other people and just kind of seeing you kind of stem away from that whole, like, getting married. You have to be married to then move out of the house, to then do this. So that, you know, it did break into branches where I'm like, okay. You know,
did you just mention me?
Yeah, I mean, you get what I'm saying, like, because you were kind of the first one to kind of break from that, where it was like you left and then you moved in with a roommate.
Oh, because to let you guys know, so for my first year of undergraduate school, I did go away to Orlando to UCF. I came back a year later, and then that next summer I moved out for 3 months. I've been trying to move out of my family's house for a bit. Just nothing's ever stuck. This next time will be the time, though. Watch.
You watch.
But yeah, so that's what she was referring to. And also, just a quick, make a quick, come, I'm going to go around this. Fulanita is a Spanish word, or at least particularly in our Nicaraguan dialect, that just means like somebody, yeah. You know, some random person, or like some such names. And such. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not specific. And also, one of the examples that I'm going to assume is what her father probably told her is something that should have been customary for boyfriends to do, is something that probably my father told me, is that fathers are, that the person that's interested romantically in us should come and ask
for permission
to date us.
Which was cute in high school.
Which seems like, you know, not even cute in high school. It seems like appropriate back in the early 70s. Late 80s, maybe at most, you know, but I don't think your parent ever, your dad ever asked permission for your grandmama to date your mama.
Actually.
To date.
To marry is a different thing. Right. To date, no, I think they just kind of did it, and it was like, whoops, I'm pregnant, and like, okay, cool, let's grab myself by the balls and let's do this thing.
So it's like they have certain expectations of us that they might not have even gone through. I don't even think my dad asked my grandfather to date my mom.
Yeah.
Yes, to marry her. Of course he did that. I had to chase him around the house, apparently, to get to even ask the question.
Commitment.
But
maybe even women too.
But you know, asking us to adhere to certain traditional norms that they didn't even necessarily have to adhere to. And it's, mind you, we're just in fucking high school or like our beginning college years. Why? Like, it's not that serious. Like,
he's
I'm not
asking for my hand.
He's not, you know, we're not there yet. We're just dating. So why are you expecting this? Especially when we see that other families, other people around our age aren't having to deal with those same rules and expectations of, you know, like, we weren't, I mean, particularly for me, I don't know if you had an age restriction, but I couldn't start actually having a boyfriend until the age of 16, and sometimes it'd be pushed to 17, you know, every year it'd be pushed one more year.
You're like, yes, I'm getting closer. Like, no, I'm sorry, I failed to mention, we have to add.
Yeah, so, you know, while, you know, when Fulanita and Fulanito were dating person after person after person since like 13.
Yeah, no, anyway, I didn't have an age restriction like my parents. I think they were just like if it happens, it happens type of thing. And I and I mean, of course I had crushes. Who doesn't have crushes in high school? Like, oh, he's cute. You know, it wasn't until like
in
I
high
was...
school, bitch, I've been having crushes since I was in elementary school.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I had one.
I had crushes since I had eyes.
Since I was...
eyes and cognitive reasoning, what?
So, no, yeah, I didn't have an age restriction. I just kind of had my first boyfriend, and I kind of told my first boyfriend, like, what my parents expected, which was like, hey, you gotta go to the house, you have to ask for permission, and that kind of took the biggest leap, like, the craziest turn ever. So yeah, I mean, we're, at least for myself, I'm still trying to figure things out. Like we're all, I see my best friends and I'm like, hey, like, is this what's supposed to happen in like relationships? You know, because it is my first serious relationship. So it's just kind of like, do your parents still do this? Like, cause I need that, like,
validation,
kind of like, am I doing something wrong here? You know, and it's like, no, you're just growing up, you know, and it feels nice to grow up. At first, it's scary because, like you said, it's something brand new, and I'm still trying to figure that myself out. But at the moment where I'm at right now, which is a good job, drives me crazy, but I sometimes love it. Sometimes I just want to quit. I have a good job. I go to school. I have friends. I have a boyfriend that is great. My dog is a plus, you know? So as of right now, where I'm at and who I am, which is someone that is moving forward and trying to take a step back at the same time when it comes to my thinking, without the overthinking, without bombing myself with expectations of this is what has to happen, I think I'm good. I'm to that point where I can relax and just kind of let life come at its moment, where I'm not expecting anything to happen. Like, if it happens, it happens, and I'm okay with that. I'm still learning how to obviously do that. I can't say that I'm gonna not stop overthinking or thinking, because I'm like, stop thinking. But I definitely do believe that I'm happy where I'm at right now. Like, I genuinely feel happy, and it's something that, you know, some people try to not jeopardize, but make me sad. But I just have to take a step back and, you know that I do have a support system, whether it be my family, whether it not be my family. You know, there's friends, and my friends have honestly helped me through it, and you have helped me through it too, you know, especially when we just sat in the car and just talked for hours, like, not even knowing what time it is, about everything that's going on. And, you know, I did start seeing a psychologist or a therapist, which helped too. So it's just kind of like, I'm good. I'm happy where I'm at right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna end it here because I feel like that's a perfect place to end it. I want to tell you thank you. Thank you for coming over to my house. Thank you for dealing with all the technological issues we've been dealing with since last week. And we'll see. We'll host another episode soon. Every other week.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. And hopefully this goes good.
it will go good. It will. All right. Good night, y'all.
Thank you.